Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, we're going to take a look at a verse from Luke chapter 24 and talk about open Bibles and burning hearts. And our verse for today is Luke chapter 24, verse 32, which says, "And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?" Jesus died on the cross as a substitute sacrifice for his people, all who would put their trust in him. He gloriously rose from the dead and started appearing to his disciples. One of the most interesting is found in Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35, when Jesus appeared to two unnamed disciples as they walked on the road between Jerusalem and Emmaus. Jesus walked with them for some time, listening as they spoke to each other of all that had happened with Jesus and his followers in the last few days. They sadly explained it all to Jesus, not knowing that it was Jesus, ending with uncertainty about the reports of the resurrected Savior. Then Jesus spoke to them, and he said this in verses 25 and 26, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" These words must have shocked the disciples. But what they heard next was even more surprising. Luke chapter 24, verse 27 says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Jesus began to teach them what was surely one of the most spectacular Bible studies ever taught. Beginning in Moses and all the prophets, he told them all about the Messiah. We don't have a recording of that teaching, but perhaps Jesus told them that the Messiah was? Well, the seed of the woman whose heel was bruised, the blessing of Abraham to all nations, the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, the man who wrestled with Jacob, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the voice from the burning bush, the Passover lamb, the prophet greater than Moses, the captain of the Lord's army to Joshua, the ultimate kinsman redeemer mentioned in Ruth, the son of David who was a king greater than David, the suffering savior of Psalm 22, the good shepherd of Psalm 23, the wisdom of Proverbs and the lover of the Song of Solomon, the Savior described in the prophets and the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, and the princely Messiah of Daniel who would establish a kingdom that would never end. Now, after that Bible study, they soon knew their remarkable guest was Jesus. And then Jesus vanished from their presence. After Jesus left, they said to each other, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked?" God's word, brought to us through the present Jesus, can have the same effect on our heart, even when we don't know that it's Jesus doing that work. Neither of these on the road to Emmaus knew that the other's heart burned until Jesus left. After that, they could come together in a fellowship of flaming hearts. So friends, recognize the presence of Jesus, receive his word, and have the scriptures explained to you. Then you also can join the fellowship of flaming hearts for Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.